some real stuff here. And before I start with the Scott Pelley stuff, I do have a summary of Elon. He was on Tucker talking about artificial intelligence. And then he went and talked about the economy. And so it got all mixed up. I don't even know. But I took the best parts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and you made a little mini mix?
I made a small mix of 1 minute and 13 seconds of Elon.
There's the if you were to actually the there's nothing for the the stuff we've seen thus far actually hasn't even it's only slightly this is a dire situation. The Great Depression. So inflation is going to happen no matter what. So if you say like what is money? You've got these sort of barreling forward and hope for the best. What are you? Yeah, I'm fully specious.
That is exactly the way he is. He is the Kim Kardashian of tech. I think you did an accurate representation of this overblown, overhyped dude who just has a big bag of money from Sequoia Capital and his handler, Rulof Botha, also fellow South African. His whole family is weird. He's weird. He's not invented anything new. He is a great sales guy because people buy into this. And Tucker Carlson pathetically lapping it all up.
Elon.
You do, huh? Well, I'm going to give you a borderline clip of the day for that. It was dynamite. It's the most sense Elon has made ever. Did you see his lackeys? Oh, man. I tried to clip it. It was just too dumb. Calacanis and two board members of SpaceX, they were all on site at the launch, and this was the most successful thing they'd ever seen. Oh, so great. Because, this is the thing that'll take us to Mars. We needed to have it fail to prove that we can go to Mars. It got off the launch pad. Dude, you didn't get past the dome, okay? This is... I can't believe people are still buying this.
Yeah. You're right about the sales part. Let's start with Scott Pelley talking. He's going to be all